The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. 900,000, that's the number of podcasts in the world, in Apple Podcasts at least. That's according to the My Podcast Reviews service by Daniel J. Lewis. 50,000 have been added in the last 30 days. Google Podcasts appears to have added auto-downloads for us at least. The setting appears when subscribing or resubscribing to a new show. What is Apple building next in podcasting? Mark Asquith has written a long post with some thoughts about what they are and aren't planning to do in the future, and suggests that they should work together with the industry to move forward. In an earnings summary, the New York Times says that Daily has achieved 1 billion downloads. Podcast revenues look to have increased by 26% to $71 million, though this accounts line also includes revenue from the New York Times' branded content studio and from Wirecutter. Anyway, it's 13% of the company's ad revenue. iHeartMedia's podcasts are going to be on telly. UCP has signed a first look deal with iHeartMedia to have first rights at adapting iHeartRadio original podcasts for TV. Only last week, iHeartMedia announced book adaptations from its podcasts as well. The company is also asking the FCC for approval to waive a rule that prohibits foreign investors from owning more than a minority of the company. Hillary Clinton is to start her own podcast with iHeartMedia. She credits Conan O'Brien for getting her interested in the medium. And in their earnings call, it was revealed that iHeartMedia's digital revenue, which includes podcasting, was up 33.6% year-on-year. Broadcast revenue fell by 1.4%. Bob Pittman claimed that the company will double their podcast revenues in 2020. And Rich Bressler said that the way to value podcast companies is about $6 a download or thereabouts. We're millionaires! And Spotify is to launch new podcasts in Australia. The leading podcaster in the country, though, the ABC, still remains unavailable on the platform. And in podcast news, today's the 500th episode of Gary Lellon's 4-Minute Crypto and Bitcoin Daily News. A Bitcoin conference that he's running, BitBlock Boom, will be held in Dallas in Texas at the end of August. What matters most to everyday Americans? Into America is a new show about politics, policy, and the power both have over the lives of the American people. It's a new weekly podcast from NBC News and MSNBC. Also from NBC News, Byers Market, hosted by Dylan Byers. I see what you did there. Looks at the world of technology and media. The current episode features an interview with Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg. And hello, New York, New York. We're at the RAIN Podcast Business Summit next Wednesday, March the 4th. In fact, I'm hosting it. And from 5:30 on Wednesday night, I'll be inside the Beer Authority on 300 West 40th Street. I will personally swap you a cheap laptop sticker for a pint of foaming beer, if, of course, you can find me. And there's plenty more and all the links in our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.